This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In addition to a new state record hybrid crappie here in Illinois, and a look at some of the upcoming waterfowl blind drawings, we also have information on some great fishing to be found here in Illinois, particularly after these heavy rains. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, we do have a new state record hybrid crappie. Unfortunately, it's not a regular crappie, but it's still a hybrid, and it's a dandy. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources Division of Fisheries has confirmed that a new state record hybrid crappie was caught at Kincaid Lake in Jackson County on March 28th. The fish caught by Ryan Povilovich of Carbondale weighed 4 pounds, 8.8 ounces, and the fish appeared to be a black crappie. But genetic testing completed this week by the Illinois Natural History Survey confirmed it to be a hybrid crappie. The fish had the appearance of a black crappie, but that's why they do genetic testing, says Dan Stevenson, chief of the IDNR Division of Fisheries. Ryan's catch is another indication of the great fishing opportunities anglers can find here in Illinois. Now, the INHS was excited to be able to assess Ryan's massive slab crappie, said Mark Davis, conservation biologist with the Illinois Natural History Survey. Using DNA from a fin clip, he says they looked at three pieces of DNA from the fish and compared it to both a pure white and black crappie from Kincaid Lake. The genetics show that the mother of the record fish was a black crappie, while the father was either a white or a hybrid crappie. And the previous state record hybrid crappie caught in Jefferson County Pond in 2008 weighed 4 pounds, 8.3 ounces. The existing state record black crappie was caught at Wren Lake in 1976 and weighed 4 pounds, 8 ounces. The state record white crappie, 4 pounds, 7 ounces, was caught in a pond in Morgan County in 1973. And for information on catching fish, state record fish, or even fishing opportunities in Illinois, check out the iFish Illinois website at ifishillinois.org. Okay, and as we mentioned, it's time to start thinking about waterfowl, even though it's far from the waterfowl season. Waterfowl hunters are encouraged to mark their calendars for upcoming waterfowl hunting blind sight random drawings to be held at several public hunting areas in Illinois in the coming months. Only the local sites we'll be talking about, and there'll be a complete lineup of all the sites is available from the IDNR. And duck and goose hunters must register in person for the waterfowl blind drawings and must be present at the drawing. These are held at each location immediately after the registration period, and they must claim their blind sights. Mail-in registrations are not accepted unless otherwise stated, and blind allocations for these sites are good for 1 year. Now, to participate in the drawings, all applicants must present a 2016 or 2017 regular Illinois hunting license, no apprentice or youth license, a 2016 or a 2017 Illinois migratory waterfowl stamp at the time they register unless exempted by law, and a valid photo ID should also be presented. Applicants must be at least 16 years old by the date of the drawing, and applicants needing to purchase new licenses and stamps should do so prior to the drawing. Most blind drawing locations will not have license sales available, and licenses and stamps are available at any DNR direct license and permit vendor through the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov, or you can also give them a call at 1-888-6-PERMIT. That is 1-888-6-PERMIT. Now, registrants are no longer required to possess an Illinois firearm owner's identification card from the state police to participate in blind drawings. Also, in order to be an eligible applicant for the drawing, the participant must not have his or her hunting license is suspended or revoked by the IDNR or any other jurisdiction at the time of the drawing. Out-of-state residents must have a 2016-2017 non-resident hunting license for Illinois and a 2016 or 2017 Illinois State Migratory Waterfowl Stamp. The photo requirement ID for all applicants is a new rule for this year's drawing, so make sure you bring a driver's license or something with a photo ID on it. Now, the schedule for June 4th, which is most of our local areas here, includes Horseshoe Lake in Madison County. This drawing will be held at Picnic Shelters 1 and 2, located near the site's main entrance at Horseshoe Lake. Batchtown and nearby Mississippi River blinds will be allocated at the Batchtown Ball Drive and then Batchtown. Drawings for the Calhoun Point will be held at the Brussels Community Park by the School and Ball Diamonds in Brussels. In addition, the blind sites at Fuller Lake and Hembold Slough will also be allocated here. And blind sight drawings for the Glades and Piesaw Island will be held at the Alton Wood River Sportsman's Club. Blind drawings for the Godard Diamond, Red's Landing, and Rip Rap Landing will be held at the Calhoun County Fairgrounds. At a new site this year, drawing for Stump Lake and the Illinois River Blinds will be held at the upper area of Pierre Marquette State Park. Now, if you have more questions and need to talk to these folks, give the IDNR a call. They'll give you details about times and locations and some of the other blind locations. And I think it would be safe to say the recent rain events has played havoc with their spring turkey hunt and also our spring fishing development. In fact, most local lakes will probably require several days to recuperate before producing some really decent fishing. And probably there's only one area that I can say that really turns on right after these heavy rains, and that would be the tailwaters below each of the major dams in our state. In fact, according to Illinois fisheries biologists, very few public fishing waters in our state can match the fish-producing capabilities of our tailwater fisheries. These relatively small areas of water are generally teeming with various species of freshwater fish, and it's no wonder that good numbers of anglers can find these fishing areas almost every day of the year. This year in particular is expected to be a good one for tailwater anglers. Recent heavy rains have filled most reservoirs to near capacity or even above capacity, and water flow through the dams will soon, if not already, become heavy. This heavy flow is often associated with the best fishing. Now, experts say the tailwater areas offer ideal conditions for supporting large numbers or large populations of fish anyway. Compared to tailwater areas, most normal lakes are unable to support this type of population. And biologists report that these tailwater areas contain large populations of forage fish, which is a food source for most of the larger species. And easy access to plenty of food, fish typically grow quickly in these areas. And because of the turbulent waters, oxygen levels are also much higher in these areas, and these oxygen-rich waters are often much better for supporting large numbers of fish. As another reason, most fish have a tendency to migrate upstream at one time or another, and these dams serve as barriers, keeping fish concentrated in a relatively small area. Now, tailwater anglers also benefit from regular natural fish stockings. Fish passing through the dams enhance the populations already residing in these natural tailwater areas, and this is expected to be the case again this year. Above average water flow typically has tailwater populations running well ahead of other areas of the lake. And excellent tailwater fisheries can be found below each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. The Lake Carlisle tailwater, for example, is rated as one of the best fishing waters in the state. And action here often becomes superb during late April and early May, and this year should be no exception. I mean, we've had a lot of rain, and there's going to be some flow going through these tailwaters. Anglers begin catching good numbers of sauger, crappie, and occasional catfish, and the white bass action is also expected to catch on fire within the next week or so. The Lake Shelbyville tailwater is yet another hot spot for anglers. Here, catches of walleye, crappie, and muskies are often common occurrences, and other excellent tailwaters can be found below each of the navigational dams on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. In addition to yielding great summer fishing action, these areas are known to be great winter fishing hotspots. And tailwater areas also provide some of the state's finest shoreline fishing. Shoreline anglers will generally find good access to good fishing at most of these locations. And most tailwater areas contain dozens of species of fish. However, white bass, sauger, walleye, and huge catfish are generally the most common catches from these areas. Now, biologists say the area below the Melvin Price Lock and Dam in Alton is proving to yet be another popular fishing area for Illinois anglers. This site is already famous for producing huge flathead and blue catfish, and biologists say that fishermen will continue to find the Melvin Price tailwaters yet another fishing hotspot, and these experts are anxious to see what type of angling success this area will produce this year. So we do have some great fishing ahead of us, and most of it for the next week or two is probably going to be in these tailwaters. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.